did you ever wonder how you could harness this unstoppable energy and seize success in real estate like Grant Cardone? Or maybe you're not interested in real estate, but you really would like to have a more charismatic communication style. Today, we're diving into the secrets of Grant Cardone's A-lister of the day. We're going to go into his communication style. You're going to love it. Welcome to Speak Up, the podcast for high-performing introverts and ambiverts, including you. And this is where we reveal the charisma and communication secrets of the A-listers like Grant Cardone and Lydia Fennett, Joanna Gaines, and Elon Musk, all kinds of people. So you learn the things to get the recognition and opportunities that you deserve. I'm your host, Laura Camacho, your magical communication godmother, coach, and strategist. So, just in case you didn't know, Grant Cardone is a Miami-based powerhouse in the realm of real estate. And think about how many people get into real estate versus how many people succeed. And this guy is very known for his bold and aggressive approach to investing and sales. In fact, this is another person that I learned about from my clients. I learn everything from my clients and from my podcast guest. Anyway, Grant Cardone's high energy delivery, you can see that in his YouTube videos, seminars. He knows how to generate that energy that we've talked about in other episodes. He has a best-selling book you've probably heard of called The 10X Rule. And what I really like about Cardone is he's like direct, no nonsense. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. He is a little bit in your face, but not annoying. I think we can learn a lot. So I'm breaking down his charismatic communication style into three key elements for you. And the first one, similar to some of our other A-listers, high energy delivery. I mean, the guy just brings it, right? And what is evidence of that? You're speaking loudly, even though you have a microphone. You're using body language. Your voice is going up. It's like you're excited. Just like if you were telling somebody about the best vacation ever, that's the kind of excitement you want to bring to the boardroom. Of course, that good body language on stage also helps you to convey energy. What can help you have more energy? Well, you know, it helps to talk about topics that you generally care about. If it has to do something with your work, you know, there should be some connection between you and your topic. I've mentioned this before, but there's a way to visualize a scale of 1 to 10, your energy, and think about where you are right now, say maybe a 5 or a 6, and then you think, well, what can I do to raise that? And truly, just planting the seed of this in your brain is going to help you come across as more energetic. And use gestures. There's a lot of research that shows that the highest viewed TED Talks, YouTube has like got millions of TED Talks and TEDx Talks, but the ones that get more views, the speakers use more hand gestures. So make sure you're using hand gestures and vocal inflections and movement, not pacing, but movement, and that helps convey energy. Number two, and I think you're going to love this. I know some of you are just going to love this. Hopefully everybody. Straightforward and direct. No beating around the bush. This guy is just no nonsense. And I adore that. He just makes these bold statements, controversial opinions. He delivers so much conviction. And I know that some of you, you may be thinking, Laura, I've gotten in trouble for being too blunt. Okay, so I get you, and we may have talked about it, and I too have gotten in trouble for being too blunt, but I remain convinced that it's not that you were too blunt, but there were some pieces of the message missing. That's beyond the scope of today's A-list charisma, but we can talk about that later. But just two things to be really clear about so that you're direct is that your message is very clear, no extra jargon, no extra coulds, woulds, maybe. It would be nice. Watch for the word of. If you can take that out, it helps. And don't be afraid of making bold statements. You know, just make sure you can back them up. Like Muhammad Ali said, if you can back it up, you're not bragging. All right, number three, another tip that I think you're really going to like. He emphasizes action and results. He just talks about being persistent, that hustle, that get up early, that do the things you don't want to do, things that are related to real estate investing that I'm not involved in. But he's very proactive and very encouraging in a way. So I think it's helpful when you focus, especially in the business environment, to focus on what do we need to do? What are the results we're expecting? So setting those goals, like you can set the goal not only for what you want the audience to get out of what you're going to say, like what do you want them to do? That is a goal for them. And what is a goal for yourself? Like, I want to get through this and I want to feel good about it. You know, having some goals, you don't have to write them down, but having clear and specific goals for your communication or presentation and thinking about why are you talking? That's the main thing. Why are you talking? Make sure you're giving people calls to action. What do you want them to do? So many times in the corporate world, we give all this information and people are like, well, what are we supposed to do with this? So to recap, by incorporating these three actionable aspects of communication, you can effectively, one, convey high energy, two, be straightforward and direct, and three, emphasize action and results. And that, my friend, is going to inspire and motivate your audience to take decisive action. Thank you so much for listening and for being here. If you are not getting our weekly communication dispatch, without fail and without delay, visit www.speakupwithlaura.com and get on our Speak Up list. Have a great day, and I will catch you on the next episode. Bye-bye.